Good morning. Another beautiful day in store for us here across interior New York and New England, with high pressure dominating, bringing us brilliant sunshine right here in the morning through the midday hours and right on into the evening. Temperatures will respond nicely. And even though we're starting in many places in the 30s and lower 40s, we'll shoot through the 40s and 50s and up even through the 60s this morning, up to around 70 by lunchtime, and settle into highs in the lower to mid 70s by late day today. That same high pressure will dominate tonight, keeping skies mostly clear, and it'll be seasonably cool with lows back into the 30s and lower to mid-40s. For tomorrow, a weak disturbance will back in from the Canadian Maritimes across New England, so the sunshine in the morning will gradually fade behind increasing clouds, and we do even run the risk at a couple of widely scattered showers, particularly across the higher terrain in eastern New York and western New England in the afternoon. Still, temperatures should reach well up into the middle 70s. Some clouds will be left over overnight, tomorrow night, and into Friday morning. Then we'll go back to sunshine with the high pressure regaining control, and on Friday afternoon will reach just about 70. That same high will dominate through the weekend and into the early part of next week. We'll have a few scattered clouds around, otherwise plenty of sunshine for the first weekend of May, with highs both days in the mid-70s, continuing into the lower to mid-70s into Monday and Tuesday of next week, with perhaps a front bringing the risk of a shower by Tuesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another round of winter-like weather is in store for the Central Rockies and adjacent plains. 1 to 2 feet of snow is forecast in the mountains of Colorado and Wyoming, with several inches in the adjacent high plains. The Denver area will see 4 to 7 inches of snow today and tonight. The storm will continue eastward, and rain today will transition to snow in the upper Midwest. In Minneapolis, 6 to 9 inches of snow will accumulate through tomorrow. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for these areas. And a heat advisory is in effect for the central coast of California, including San Francisco, with highs in the lower 90s. Just inland, readings will climb up toward the 100-degree mark. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Ann Arbor, Michigan, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Orlando, Florida, at 6:48 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 37 degrees with a northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 28, 50% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.39 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Lake Yellowstone and Snake River Ranger Station, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 70, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 61, that's 8 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rainfall yesterday for the month, 2.47, leaving us 7-tenths of an inch below normal for the month of April. And 8.09 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 3.08 inches below normal. There were 4 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 565, that's 45 above normal, and 6,062 for the season, which is 331 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43, the record high, 86, set in 2001, and the record low, 28, in 2008 and in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:56 p.m., 14 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny, warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds. A late-day shower possible, especially in the hills of western New England in the middle 70s. Leftover clouds on Friday morning, then sunshine with highs around 70 for Friday. Over the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds both days, mid-70s, partly sunny Monday, lower to mid-70s, and the risk of a shower Tuesday, otherwise a fair amount of sun, and highs again in the lower to middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.